Thursday. But yeah, definitely looking at a nice prospect for get some needed rains out there for us starting Saturday night into the end of the weekend.
Not bad. I think we'll take it.
Yeah.
I think we'll keep that forecast. We'll keep it. We'll keep it.
Yeah, we're going to let that one fly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Paul, we appreciate you. Thanks for keeping our audience informed all week. We'll talk next week. You have a good weekend.
All right. You bet. You guys too.
Best in the business right there. Our good friend Paul Trombling, Weather Eye Weather Center. Always good talking with Paul. It's a good way to start the show. How are you doing, Terry?
Really good. How about you?
Doing good, especially now that I saw had the night that I had. It was a good night. Got to go to Point yesterday, hang out with my oldest. Bree and I, she had this idea for a podcast. This was like 2-3 weeks ago, and she told me about the idea. We were looking for something fun to do creatively that didn't feel like work. All the creative things I do as I've gotten older, and I get to do creative work for a living, which is fantastic, but it becomes a job. It becomes work. I don't know the last time I've done anything creatively for fun. I get the chance to work, which is fun for me, but it's not the same thing. So Bria had this thought, and we're going to do this podcast called What the Muppet. And it's her wonderful idea where we have this hat with like 30, 60 some Muppet names in there. Everybody from Kermit to like the more obscure Muppets and everything. We randomly take that Muppet out of a hat. And then we discuss the Muppet, talk about them, and then we grab out of another hat a situation. Like, would you let this animal, or would you let an animal set up your vacation for you, or something like that? And it just kind of flows, it goes. And we're going to get together. We got together a couple weeks ago to kind of work on the outline, work on how the show would be. Then yesterday we were like, should we do this? And we recorded two episodes back to back.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. It was so much fun.
So where can we find the Muppet episodes?
It's probably a week or two away.
Right.
Not too long, but I'd say another week or two. And I only say that because she just works so quickly on these things and gets them put together like that. And she's doing the heavy lifting on this. All I'm doing is just showing up. She's doing all the work on this.
Will it be posted on her website or?
It'll be on
social media.
You get your podcast.
Okay.
It'll be wherever you get podcasts, and we'll be putting it, promoting it on social media and everything.
Cool.
And telling people. But it's very exciting. And it's, I got thinking on the drive back yesterday as I'm laughing at some of the jokes because she's funny. Bree's got a great sense of humor. I was coming back and I was thinking about how great it feels to not only work with your kid, but to do something fun. And how much I needed that. And I wanted to remind everybody, because I think we need this reminder, because I did. If it wasn't for my kid telling me, I wouldn't have even thought about it. We need those reminders from time to time that life is fun. Life is supposed to be fun. You're supposed to enjoy life.
Right?
Take
yeah.
a break.
Yeah.
Have some fun out there. And it's nice to be to offer this to people, too. I'm not saying I'm going to be real with you guys right now. We don't care how popular it is. We are going to do this show no matter what. We're going to enjoy ourselves. We're going to have fun with it. But what I think is going to be cool is being able to offer something to people that, hey, this is literally just fun. There's nothing in this where it's going to get political or it's going to get, even I don't get overly serious with this one or anything. It's just fun.
I'm laughing because I'm going through in my head, like, what Muppets I know.
Yeah, yeah. I realized right away, first name, because we did two episodes, and first name, it took me a minute. I'm like, wait a minute, who? I know this character, and I couldn't place it right away. And that was actually kind of part of the fun of it.
I mean, the obvious, Kermit, Miss Piggy.
Right. Which was another great debate, a conversation we had about the most famous Muppets and the order of them, and that is interesting. It's a fun show. We had
cool.
a good time with it. I'll probably mention it sometime before it gets released and everything, but I did want to thank Bree for hosting and doing all the heavy lifting on that. She did great work on it. Our Rafters are also putting us in a good mood. Nice win by the boys this summer yesterday. The Rafters steal a game in Fond du Lac as they take down the Dock Spiders 3-1, a low-scoring contest. They out-hit Fond du Lac 9-7 and only committed one error in the field.
Sweet.
Nice game by the team, a nice game by all these guys. Jake Basser, a good game. Bobo with a nice one as well. Rafters play their first home game this week.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we're back in town today.
Finally back home.
And then on the road again.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a
one-off.
At home, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be in town tonight, 6:20, our pregame will kick off. And then the next couple of nights, Terry's right, we'll be in Battle Creek for Saturday and Sunday.
Obviously.
5:20 at... I did walk into that one. I walked right into that one. We play Battle Creek in a two-game series in Battle Creek, 5:20 on Saturday. On Sunday, 12:20 at Battle Creek, earlier start time for that one. And on Monday, we will have they'll be in Traverse City, 5:50 for that game. We'll, of course, be able to preview that game a little bit for you on Playmakers from 3 to 4. Be sure to join us for the show.
And then Wednesday, Thursday next week, back in town. So, you know, get your Raptor tickets.
Raptors coming back into town. Get them at NorthwoodsLeague.com, NorthwoodsLeague.com. Of course, you can be listening to this radio station, too, where every week we're giving away Raptor tickets.
To be winning tickets, free tickets.
Keep on listening. We'll be giving those away real soon. I had a couple of different places that we could start our show, Terry, but I didn't. I didn't check this headline right away. So I had the article pop up, and all it is Aaron Rodgers spoke at a psychedelics conference.
Yeah.
I have not pre-read this. I do not know what this is.
I saw it last night on social media.
Okay, I did not see this.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have to check this out because Aaron Rodgers
is off the deep end.
Man, so Bill Belichick forever has gotten credit at the Patriots because he's one of these guys. He always gets rid of people a year right before they go down south or whatever, their careers and everything. If you're a Green Bay fan, I don't care if you go 0-16. I'd be smiling this year.
Well,
I would be smiling. You appreciate everything you did. Blah, blah, blah. Got a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
all those
blah,
things.
Blah, blah, blah.
But, man, you got to feel good. Doesn't it just feel good to just look at the NFL season ahead and be like, oh, the drama.
Like,
no
just
drama.
Go back to California, dude.
Just do it. I don't care where he goes. Well,
he's not going there, but I know.
I don't even think Aaron Rodgers.
Go home.
I'm not sure Aaron knows where he's going. Did you see him at the Tony Awards? He's trying to do the New York thing. He's trying to, suck up the New Yorkers and everything like that. And I don't know why he didn't do that Wisconsinites, But anyway, he's out in New York. He's trying to be a New Yorker now and suck up to them and everything. And he's at the Tony Awards. And they do this thing where, and so-and-so is here. And so-and-so in here. And New York Jets new starting quarterback Aaron Rodgers is here. And there's Aaron. And not only does it look like he doesn't know anybody, I'm not sure he knew where he was. It didn't seem like he registered.
Like a little fish out of water there?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know.
But maybe he fit more in the psychedelics conference. Aaron Rodgers is a fan of psychedelics. And so much so that he spoke at the psychedelics conference earlier this week and pushed for legalization. He says, quote, "It is not ironic that the thing that actually expand your mind are illegal, blah, blah, blah." He also talked about the radically life-changing experiences that ayahuasca offers and all this stuff. Quote, "It's going to be hard to cancel me because, the previous year, 26 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, we had a good season." He has evolved.
How arrogant is that?
He has evolved. First off, you can't be canceled when you're doing conferences. When you have the Pat McAfee show where you just go on the Pat McAfee show, Pat kisses your butt for 20 minutes or an hour and gives you these questions that you all both figured out beforehand that Aaron knows he's going to get, and no follow-up questions, no nothing, but he's canceled? I actually would like to see what would happen if he actually did get canceled. I would like to see what would happen if he was still alive, if Aaron Rodgers was in the same room with Stephen Hawking and him trying to act like, actually, Stephen, actually, Mr. Hawking.
I don't know. He's a good quarterback. I don't begrudge him that. But the rest of him, I'm like, eh.
I
can leave him.
I can't handle, I get really bored and tired of egos and wannabe alpha males and some of this stuff. And the guy that's got to be, I'm the smartest person in the room, every room I walk into. And it's me, and I'm the boss, and it's my way. And it just can miss me with that. You don't even hear how lame you sound to the rest of us. You have no idea how ridiculous and pathetic you sound as a human being. With him doing this, there's one line here about the canceling line. We had a good season. Now it's we. He's not just saying, he's not talking about himself in third person anymore. Now it's we.
Yeah.
Now he's a corporation apparently now or something. I don't know.
He's trying to spread the, because they really didn't have a great season. They had a good season, but he's trying to spread that out over everyone, right? If they had won the Super Bowl, then it'd be like, might be a different message.
Yeah, yeah. I would think that it doesn't matter. You go 0-16. Jordan Love is the worst quarterback you've ever seen. Still smiling. Still smiling. I would be, at least.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and a lot more fun. It's the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Happy birthday.
year. We'll eat a lot of broccoli and drink a lot of beer.
Weird Al bringing us into the Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. It is time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at Misty's Menu. If you are hungry, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Also, get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailuff@civicmedia.us. You can direct messages on Facebook as well. Let's dive into the list. We've got some great names that we got Friday and Saturday and Sunday to celebrate, of course. So looking at, we got one qualifier today, so I'll just look at Saturday. I need a 1 through 3.
3.
All right, gives us our qualifier. And then on Sunday, I need a 1 through 3.
Let's go 1.
All right, that is our, we got our qualifier, that works out. So going ahead and getting into the list, number one, on Friday, we wish a very happy birthday to Norbert Nubbs Ashbeck.
Happy birthday.
Mr. Nubbs, wishing you a good one. I love that name. That's a great name. And a shout out to the Ashbecks out there. Norbert, enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one. And a quick reminder, everybody, if you weren't listening to us over on the Sunrise Show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI, today is the second anniversary for WisCountry.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty cool. Country Legends going strong over there. Encourage you to join us over there on Thursdays for Trail Tunes from 7 to 8. Seth does an amazing job with that show. Of course, our Sunrise Show premiered a couple of weeks ago. We're there 7 to 8 every Monday, every morning, Monday through Friday.
Mondays too.
And you know what? We'll throw the rest of the week
we'll
in there.
We'll throw in, you know, Tuesday through Friday. Bonus.
You got to pay for Monday, but you get the rest of the week free. No. Join us over there every Monday through Friday, 7 to 8, for WisCountry 105.5 Sunrise Show.
When it's free, they can't ask for anything
back.
Yeah,
come on. It is a free show. Well, we are giving you a free show. Saturday, we move on to. We wish a happy birthday to June Trushhold.
Happy birthday, June.
Enjoy your day, June. Hope it's a good one for you. Happy birthday to Barb Kasten.
Happy birthday, Barb.
Barb, enjoy. Hope it's a good day. And celebrating their 18th anniversary, Dennis and Penny Pilot.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, and you're our qualifiers. We wish you a great 18th, you guys, and celebrate. Have a great weekend. And on Sunday, we have three special names to mention. I want to wish a happy birthday to Diane Springer.
Happy birthday, Diane.
Enjoy your day, Diane. Hope it's great for you. I want to wish a happy birthday to Caitlin Shuda as well. I think it's Shuda.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Caitlin.
Caitlin does some really nice reporting in this
Absolutely.
Area.
Absolutely.
In a day and age where reporting is just, it's so hard to find on any level, especially the rural level. I see her constantly doing really, like, good work, like actual detailed work and reporting.
Well,
it's really cool to see.
And with all of the changes with print, with newspapers and delivery of that and the service area that is now required to cover, I mean, it's she does great work.
She really does.
Yeah.
And we need young people in this industry, in reporting, in news, and having somebody like her locally who does the good work. Big shout out to her. We talked a little bit during the pandemic and worked together a little bit, and just a really good person.
Absolutely.
Just a good worker, too. And our qualifier today.
Oh, this is why you were giggling.
This is why I was laughing.
That's funny.
Terry cannot see the list, and I actually don't think this has ever happened before. Happy birthday to Allie Johns.
Happy birthday, Allie.
Hope Allie has having a good one.
Well, yeah. So Sunday is Sweet 16. So,
here I
age, right?
That's wild.
Yeah. Wow. Very exciting.
Just in the time we've known each other, that blows my mind. I didn't realize she was already turning 16. Wow.
Yeah. So, I think it'll probably hit me when she drives out of the driveway by herself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that'll do it.
But yeah,
that'll
do it. It's all good.
Allie, enjoy your day. Have a great weekend. Enjoy. And, make a mess. Make a mess on Sunday if you need to. Hey, go ahead.
Hey!
Enjoy your weekend, Allie. And you're a qualifier. It worked out. We go ahead and we take a look at our celebrity list real quick. Duffy is 39, British singer. Mercy, also, you might have heard their music or her music in Grey's Anatomy and Smallsville and a couple of other things. Melissa Rauch, I'm not sure how she pronounces it, is 43. She was Bernadette on The Big Bang Theory, the blonde with the glasses.
Okay.
But she has been more recently been on the revision of Night Court. They kind of reimagined that show.
Have you
a little
watched
bit.
That?
I watched the first like 5 or 6 episodes, and I just haven't been able to keep
and?
Up. It was great.
Oh,
it was good.
I
was really impressed. John Lithgow was wonderful. It was good to see him again. She does a really nice job. I'm just this way. It's just me. I can't handle laugh tracks. I hate laugh tracks. I, with a passion of a thousand suns, hate laugh tracks. So hey, I think that's part of the reason why.
Can you
tell
us how you really feel?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch it anymore.
You can't quite articulate your thoughts about that.
No. We want to wish happy 44th birthday to LaDainian Tomlinson, one of the better running backs in NFL history. Retired San Diego Chargers running back, ranked 7th in the NFL history in rushing yards, 2nd in rushing touchdowns, and 3rd in total touchdowns. Had a great career. A very Roger Craig, Marshall Faulk type of career, receiver, rusher, could do both. Extremely good, both of them. Great hands. Jason Mraz is 46. The Remedy. I Won't Worry, something like that, his hit song. KT Tunstall is 48, a Scottish singer who Suddenly I See, had that hit song for a while there.
Yep.
Let's see. Joel Egerton is 49, Uncle Owen in the Obi-Wan Kenobi TV show. He was also Chris Pratt's SEAL leader in Zero Dark Thirty. Good actor.
I don't really envision an Uncle Owen in Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah. I hear you. Selma Blair is 51. Great actor. Selma Blair, she was in Anger Management, of course. She also was on Netflix's Another Life and a bunch of other different things. I think one of the more noteworthy things about Selma Blair right now is she's revealed in 2018, she revealed that she's been struggling with MS and been very vocal and very honest about it, doing interviews and showing and talking, being a very, I wouldn't say a face of MS, but one of the faces of MS. And more people with MS have been coming forward and sharing these things. And I'm not saying that they're heroes or they're great. You know, we throw words around too much nowadays. But what they are doing to me is brave, because I know what it's like when your whole entire, your 20, 30 years of your career, all about image. And it's so harped on you how important this is. And this happens. And all of a sudden, the calls stop coming. You're Selma Blair. You're Michael J. Fox. You're a great actor. Why are the calls not coming anymore? And this is why. And you could, Hollywood is telling you, go away. And they don't go away. And I like that. Because I got some words for Hollywood that I would say, especially to something like that. The industry has been built on image way too dang much. I am very happy and excited about where we're going now, where with inclusion and representation and a lot of these things, it's very great for women, for ethnic people. It's also great for people who maybe are a bigger size, or maybe they're not your traditional idea of what the Hollywood thinks is beautiful, because Hollywood lives in a bubble. And doesn't understand that a lot of us like curves. A lot of us actually like people that look human, not like a pole or like me, basically, like a walking scarecrow. Like, people don't want to see that. I like where Selma Blair. I like a lot of these people that are doing these things and putting more of a face and some tone to it.
And it'd be easy to just fade away.
Yeah.
Right. And instead, I think they're using, they have a platform. I mean, they've earned it. I'm not suggesting it was given to them, but they have an opportunity to use their position for the good of others. And you know, Michael J. Fox is a perfect example of that. Mm-hmm. So that's cool.
Frances McDormand is 66, two-time Academy Award winner for Best Actress, Fargo in 97, and Three Boards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri in 2018. She was in Almost Famous and quite a few. I mean, I don't even know where to begin with her career. She's amazing.
The only thing I remember about that movie is the wood chipper. I don't remember anything else about that movie.
The accents and the wood chipper are the two big things people take from that movie, yes. I loved the acting. Peter Stormare.
There were actors in it?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Peter Stormare and Steve Buscemi, I want them to do movies, like multiple movies together. I love their chemistry together. That was a good one. And a couple of others, or a couple of people we want to mention. Oh, I'm sorry. Just one person we want to mention, and people no longer with us. The great, the legend, June Carter Cash, born in this day in 1929, passed away in 2003. You can't talk about country music and not talk about June Carter. You can talk about the Cashes, of course, but June has to be mentioned. I don't think, and I'm not saying I know a whole lot about country, but as I learn more and more, I will stand by that. I've said it before and I'll stand by it. On Saturday, Lionel Messi is celebrating his 36th birthday. Generally considered the best soccer player on the planet, the biggest name on the planet, you can make the argument. Any name you throw at me, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, any of these people, they just, LeBron James, Aaron Rodgers, any of these people.
But he's right there.
Lionel Messi is, you could put all their popularity together and it wouldn't even come close to Messi's.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's cool.
There's famous, and then there's like this kind of level of famous where Lionel Messi literally can't go anywhere. I don't even know if he can like look out his window without somebody like, ah, it's Messi. I don't know.
Poor guy.
And he's coming to America. He just recently signed a couple weeks ago with Inter Miami. He's playing at MLS. And unlike like Pele or Beckham or some of these guys that they're in the twilight of their career, they don't really have the speed or the elegance that they used to have. Messi's still got some legs. Messi's coming off winning the World Cup, and he's bringing his game to America. Right as we build up to hosting the World Cup here in a couple of years, North America does. I'm not saying that tomorrow soccer is going to be the second biggest sport in America, but young kids are going to grow up seeing this guy.
Oh, absolutely.
In their cities and stuff. And it's really going to grow the sport, I think, in a fun way. I don't think that necessarily soccer is ever going to be your top three sports. But this kind of thing is fun and exciting for commerce, for economy, and just people that like the way sports bring us together and stuff. I think it's going to be kind of cool. I think there was one other birthday I wanted. Mindy Kaling is 44 tomorrow. You know her from The Mindy Project and The Office and some other stuff. She's a fun writer and actor. And Jeff Beck would have been. Oh, Mick Fleetwood celebrating a birthday tomorrow, 76, for a founder of Fleetwood Mac. And my dad's favorite guitar player of all time, Jeff Beck, would have been 79 tomorrow. Yeah, guitar god. The Yardbirds, the Jeff Beck group. Anything you heard of Rod Stewart's, he was pretty much the lead guitar player on. Jeff Beck, incredible, incredible guitar player. Underrated guitar player in some ways. And on Sunday, let's see here, Ricky Gervais is 62 on Sunday. I haven't seen him in a while.
He was in Night at the Museum movies, I think.
Yeah.
I liked him. I mean, it was a very small role, but he was like the museum curator, yeah. And I liked him.
Dynamite! J.J. Walker is 76 on Sunday. Happy 76th birthday to J.J. Walker. Carly Simon turns 80 on Sunday.
80?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty much has finally completely revealed that You're So Vain is all about Warren Beatty. She's kind of like let it slip over the time and like given hints and everything. I know a couple of years back she offered for like a charity thing that she would tell somebody that like whoever gave the most charity she would give the name.
Why do we care?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea why people care. But it's just pop culture nonsense, so I throw
Isn't
it out there.
Isn't that funny, though? Like, it's been... What year is that song from? Who knows?
Oh, God. 72.
Right, okay. I think. So really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. 50 years, people have been concerned about who the song's about?
What I think is a more fun question is when you ask people when the song comes on and they're singing it, who are you singing about?
That's what I think is a fun one.
And would have been also George Michael's birthday on Sunday, born in 63, passed away in 2016. Wham! And his solo career, George Michael had his time in the sun there.
Yeah, he was in my sun, for sure. Uh-huh, I mean, yeah. You know, probably every girl in the 80s.
I could see. Wham. I could see that.
Wham
I could
was, see that. Yeah.
And one of my favorites, Anthony Bourdain, would have been celebrating his birthday on Sunday. Born in 56, passed away too early in 2018. I am not a huge. I don't really watch reality TV, and I don't really watch a lot of cooking shows or anything. My buddy Will used to get into them, so that's the only reason I watch Chopped or any of that. But I really digged Anthony Bourdain. I really liked him, and I watched those traveling shows that he did and the cooking things that he did, and I learned so much about food and the world from him and his books, and just an incredible human being, quite a difference maker he was for a lot of people and in that industry. Again, everybody celebrating birthdays and anniversaries out there, we wish you great ones. Enjoy, celebrate with your loved ones, have fun. Some of you may be celebrating sweet 16s, maybe you know, have a little bit more fun than usual. Just enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself, everybody. Have a great week, weekend. And again, a big shout out to our friends at Misty's Menu. If you're hungry, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a good day from us at WFHR. Here's Melissa's news on locally grown radio. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up 424-2600. As long as you have not won anything in 30 days, you can win a family pack of four from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers just by getting us the name or any of the actors on the show, really anything even close. We want to give this to you. We are not trying to stump you.
Free Culvers.
It's free Culvers, people. This is not only free Culvers, but a meal you ain't got to cover this weekend. It's good stuff from our great friends over there. Cannot encourage you enough to get some Culvers in your life this weekend. Terry, I'm not sure about this one. I'm going to be honest. I'm not sure.
I'm definitely not sure because I can see it and I have no idea what's going to play when you hit play.
Let's go ahead and see. 424-2600. Name us this theme song. Ooh, call her right away. All right. Good morning. What's your answer? Good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, we can't hear you. Are you there? maybe try calling us back. Because you sound like you're calling us from like inside like a
Lincoln Tunnel.
A tunnel or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't hear you. Sorry about that. Please try calling back. Whoever that is, 424-2600, feel free to call right back. Let's go ahead and keep playing this a little bit. All right. We got ourselves another caller. Let's go ahead here. Good morning. What's your answer?
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah!
Hey, nice job.
Nicely done. Oh, you made my day. I'm so happy somebody got that. I didn't think anybody get it. I wasn't sure. Did you know it right away? Did it take a moment?
No, I knew it right away.
There's something about those opening notes. Are you a Saturday Night Live fan?
Yes.
Cool.
From years back, yes.
Yeah, very cool. What town are you calling us from?
Port Edwards.
Port Edwards? We haven't had a Port Edwards winner in a while. That's awesome. Can I get your first name?
Terry.
Oh, we like that around here. That's all right. That's all right. How do you spell it?
T-E-R-R-I.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Terry, for listening and playing along. We greatly appreciate that. We're going to go ahead and have you hang on the line, get some information from you off air, but you're our newest star of the day.
Great. Thank you.
Congratulations.
And congratulations, Terry. You got some free Culvers coming your way. I would think that is one of the more actually famous theme songs there is. I just don't think that people know they'd know it. I was testing something there.
I don't know that I know it.
I think it hasn't changed since the beginning.
Do you have a favorite Saturday Night Live skit?
Great question. Wonderful question, Terry. I would never be able to choose, but I will say the one that my family and I continue to make jokes and we do all the time every once in a while, it's summer, my dad's out back, and he's grilling. Mom, what is dad grilling? Dad will stick his head in, cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. We got cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. It's always a John Belushi bit. It's always it's anything, the bees, anything that Belushi did in our house is king. Like, for me, there's a lot of little things that I like that like other guys did too. But the whole reason I wanted to do this is actually another sketch that is top five for me, the Blues Brothers. Blues Brothers was one of my favorite things growing up as a little kid. I loved that sketch. I couldn't get enough of those guys, of Aykroyd and Belushi. And on this day in 1980, June 20th this week, the Blues Brothers movie in 1980, the comedy The Blues Brothers movie, starring the great Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi, and featuring Aretha Franklin, Cab Calloway, Ray Charles, opened in 594 theaters. They were not sure how well this movie would do. It had a very limited release, and it did so well in that limited release that they blew that movie up.
And it's still, I mean, you can still flip through and find it regularly.
It still
regularly.
Holds up. It is still a classic. Still a classic. And also, this week, it was actually on the 22nd, in 1990, Adam Sandler joined Saturday Night Live, along with David Spade and Chris Rock, and of course, our favorite here in this state, Chris Farley. All joined in 1990. One of the most iconic classes. They already had Phil Hartman, Mike Myers, and Dana Carvey on that show. And then they brought those guys in. And I'm forgetting names. I'm not even mentioning everybody. That, to me, was probably their... My favorite cast was the original cast. But that was probably the greatest cast. It's pretty hard to argue. Well, they had Molly Shannon, Sherry Terry on that show, too. There's so many great members on that. We are going to talk to Terry, a different Terry, and get her information. And I got to get my agents her information because she is our newest star of the day.
And free Culver's.
Free Culver's. Thank you so much to Terry. And thank you to all of you that tried to call in. Be listening every Friday right in this time slot for another opportunity to be our WFHR star of the day. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I'm not interrupting Prince.
I'm like, don't talk.
No.
This is a concert I would have loved to have seen.
Oh, my gosh. I'd have given anything to see Prince in concert. Yeah, yeah. I'd waste a time machine just going back seeing guys like him in concert. I got in trouble with some students this week. They were talking about pop stars, and they were talking about a lot of new ones. And I said, I'm a fan of the King of Pop, and when it comes to this music, and they go, it's a little controversial nowadays. I'm like, I ain't talking about him. I'm talking about Prince. That's the King of Pop to me. That's my King of Pop right there, Mr. Purple. Eating for two is no joke. A new poll of 2,000 moms found 89% had food cravings while they were pregnant. Sometimes weird things they normally wouldn't eat. 30% said that was true for them. The old kind of theory of this, the old idea of this, I think it's been a long-standing kind of running gag, if you will, to the people that aren't pregnant. probably not as funny to them. I don't want to speak for that or anything, but I'm guessing that it's probably not as funny or interesting, maybe.
How it's depicted on TV, yes, or movies like ice cream and pickles, yeah, and weird, yeah, stuff like that. Yeah.
But I will say that my mom did have some weird cravings that I inherited.
With you?
Yeah, yeah. Which isn't surprising anybody. And my ex-wife, Mandy, she had some interesting ones too. And I was very, very, very thankful that our local Cops here in town at the time was open 24 hours. Because there were and Mandy and me are friends. We get along great now. I've told her this to her face. She eats weird. She likes weird stuff already. So I thought when she got pregnant, she'd like normal stuff.
Oh, like just start eating regular food? Yeah.
But no, it wasn't so much that she had the weird cravings, but it was always at midnight. It was always at 1 a.m. It wasn't so much the combination of the weird thing. It was the time that it was at that she would have these cravings. And I'd run out and grab something, usually ice cream. She really liked popsicles. That was a big thing for her through her pregnancy with JC, at least our oldest. But I don't remember any like weird cravings necessarily. I think that gets a little more hyped up sometimes.
Yeah, I think so too. Or just played on in general. Like, oh, I'm pregnant, so I must be crazy. More of a mind over matter thing.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Well, a few of the strangest cravings were listed were pickles and cheese, sardines with ketchup, and one woman who couldn't stop eating peanut butter and marshmallow sandwiches with 5 layers of bread.
Huh. Wonder how many pounds she gained.
Yeah, yeah. Weird combos are big in general. They're the second most popular type of pregnancy craving. Here are the top 5. You want to start at number 5 or number 1?
5.
All right. Number 5, a healthy one. 33% craved whole foods like fruits and vegetables.
That's good.
And at number 4, junk food. 33% also craved junk food. I like it being the same people. I like.
Well, and I mean, the junk food, fine in moderation. Right? You don't have to eat a whole bag of Doritos.
No. just some.
Or buy the little bag.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't agree more. Let's see here. A specific food you could only get at one place or restaurant, 35% like that one. Yeah, yeah. I feel like that is like... Mandy had this too with the chicken nuggets, but they had to make McDonald's chicken nuggets. They couldn't be from anywhere. So
yeah.
Maybe a little of that. And number 2, weird food combinations. Of course, 42% agreed to that one. Let's see. And number 1, seasonal foods that are hard to find. Like it's June, so husbands or wives are running around looking for a pumpkin pie. You know, that kind of thing. 47% of moms said that they had cravings like that. I have heard, I would say, theories on these things. Because we've talked about this, we've joked about it forever, but why? Why does this happen? I don't think I've ever really heard any reasons or anything like that about it. And this is not scientific, but one thing that they're finding, that they've seen in this, is that when you got pregnant, sometimes the food that whatever would have been, like, say, if you got pregnant or you got conceived in winter. So a lot of your cravings are winter cravings. Like, they're seeing this. I don't know. No, I don't know any science beyond. That's not even science. I don't even know any theories beyond that. But that is one thing that has been floated around over the years.
So does it ever happen to you now, though, where you're hungry for something that you don't have in the house?
Yes.
Right?
All the time. Yes.
So is it really different, or is it just because it's been tagged to pregnancy that, you know, I don't know. I don't recall any, like, outlandish cravings that I had. I mean, I think, yes, you are hungry more often. But I also think it's kind of funny because, I mean, the whole theory of, oh, I'm eating for two. And I'm like, you know what? I always think to myself, yeah, you are. And I keep it to myself.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you are. But afterwards, you're going to wish you hadn't eaten for four.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a five-decker sandwich, like you were just describing, there's probably, unless you're pregnant with, like, quadruplets or something, I don't know that you need to eat five-layer sandwiches.
To play dime store psychologist for a second, I will say I wonder, too, if part of the reason we do this is it's such an intense situation. It's usually this joke is made with new parents.
Yeah.
And you're dealing with arguably the most intense thing you'll ever deal with in your life. It could be every day, and it's, you got 9 months of this. I can imagine that you're looking for light moments.
Well,
you're looking for things to lighten the mood or something, and food is a good go-to for that.
And it is a lighthearted conversation, and you can have it with anybody. That's the other thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I agree. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I just don't know that it's really, like, as scientific as what maybe people think.
I think sometimes Occam's razor is often the case. Yeah. It's the simplest solution.
Because there's many times now, I am clearly not pregnant. There's plenty times now where it's like, oh, I'm really hungry for this.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
I get that. I wanted to touch on this one. You know, I think you have great style, Terry. I've always thought you have really nice style. I am on the opposite end of the spectrum where I don't even have style. Like, I don't even the beginning of style. I don't even have the first two letters in it.
Oh my gosh.
I am what I am, and I own that. I'm okay with it. So remember when black shoes with brown pants used to be a fashion faux pas or things like that?
Yeah.
Well, no one cares anymore, apparently.
No.
The newest style trend from TikTok is to wear shoes that don't match your outfit at all. Like a sundress with army boots or a casual outfit with heels. Or I don't know what people were doing in the 90s. They were doing this in the 90s. What are they talking about?
What are you stuck
here
on the boots?
This isn't
the combat boots.
Come on.
Yeah, that was a 90s thing.
We saw every other girl that was, you know, doing had a certain style to themselves doing the sundress in the Doc Martens or something like that.
Yeah, or like the work boot kind of look. Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen this look forever.
I think so too. I don't know. Well, TikTok thinks that everything that they put out is like brand new.
Yeah.
Woo. Newsflash.
Yeah, you ain't new. Nothing is, pretty much. Nothing new under the sun. I mean,
there is new. I mean, all the stupid stuff on TikTok, we're going to say that's new.
Sure.
Because I don't think we were that dumb.
Someone came up with the name, and I agree with you. Someone came up with the name Wrong Shoe Theory. Basically, you choose an outfit and then pair it with the worst possible shoes. Guys have been getting away with this for a while, yes. Somehow suits and sneakers became a thing a while back, thankful for that. But it seems like Wrong Shoe Theory is mostly a trend for women. An influencer posted a video explaining it where she tries different combos, like a dress with New Balance sneakers and etc. But again, this has been around a long time.
I think it depends where you're headed, right? Like, if you're just out and about for the day, but if you're going, like, let's say you're going to a wedding.
Yeah.
Are you really going to wear a dress with your New Balance sneakers? I mean, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think
either.
It's just trying to get a reaction.
Yeah, yeah. Which is, I don't begrudge that.
Which is fine. Yeah.
Everything's been done in fashion. So I don't begrudge people trying to, you know, even rehashing new things.
Will tell you, though.
Just don't tell me it's new.
Dudes in, like, dress slacks or khakis with dress shoes on with those socks drives me insane.
With what socks?
Like if, with no socks.
Oh, with no
like
socks.
Like if you have on, you know what I mean? Like if you have on dress pants and then dress shoes, like men's dress shoes, and you have no socks on.
Yeah.
Like that's not a good look.
No, I'm with you on this. Yes. But I'll also, I'm not a no socks guy. I can't do
You're
that,
fine while you're standing, but as soon as you sit down, you kind of look dumb.
Yep. Agreed. Very, very true. You look all right. Like, just don't sit down.
Don't sit, pal.
No. We usually save our good stories for the end of the day. I do want to get one of them in right now. And Pam sent this over to me. The shout out to Pam. This takes us to Aspirus Riverview Hospital, where babies born at Aspirus Riverview Family Birthplace in Wisconsin Rapids are going home with a new book or toy, thanks to Ruby Marty, Miss Wisconsin Rapids, outstanding team. Nice job, Ruby. Ruby's organized a book and toy drive at local elementary schools and recently visited the birthplace to deliver what she collected. The project supports her social impact initiative, Silence is Not Golden, Early Language Matters, which promotes language and communication skills. The outstanding teen competition is for teens between 13 and 18. Then Ruby had won.
And Ruby is competing in the state competition currently. So yes, congratulations to Ruby. And even more so, aside from the competition part, I mean, this is remarkable. She is an amazing young lady, and I mean, we're going to see her go far. But even just this platform and thinking about ways that she can impact the community by doing efforts like this.
I can't imagine how much difference these kind of things make that her and people like her are doing, young people like her are doing. You can miss me with this whole picking on younger generations thing, everybody, because this generation, they're getting things done. And it is really impressive to me. Keep it up, Ruby, and good luck down there. Good luck. It's in Madison, right? Is it Madison?
The Miss Wisconsin is in Oshkosh. And that's, I think, right, the teen competition is also in Oshkosh, but I could be wrong. But I think it is.
Enjoy. Have fun. I hope it goes well. Enjoy yourself. And come back with that crown. We'll take a break. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show here at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.